My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, one of the ministries of Jesus is to cast out the demons of people who were possessed. And in the gospel today, we heard the demon casting, Jesus casting the demons on this mute person. And after Jesus cast out the demons, the mute was able to speak. In the gospel, Jesus refers to the demon as a strong entity. And as spiritual beings, as fallen angels, demons are more powerful than human beings. And demons can possess persons and can cause a lot of harm. Jesus also calls Satan as the ruler or prince of this world. Indeed, the demons holds sway on the world, In the gospel, however, Jesus is presented as one stronger than the demon. If you can recall, John the Baptist earlier describes Jesus as the one mightier than I. Jesus is stronger than any man. He is stronger than any angel or devil because he is God's very own son. And he has come to lay waste the kingdom of Beelzebul, the prince of demons. Then he shows by driving out the demons that is mute in the gospel. And some people, however, close their hearts to Jesus instead of seeing the miracle as a sign that Jesus come with God's authority and that through him God's kingdom has come to people, they accused Jesus of being in the league of Beelzebul. And Jesus refuted their charge by pointing out that Satan could not be fighting against himself. In the gospel, he says, "Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." It is always a challenge for us, my dear brothers and sisters. As St. Paul would say again, and St. Peter would say in his first letter, he says, "Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in faith." Amen.